Bank of Cardiff, this is Jill.
Yes, I was calling regarding an offer I received.
Okay, sure. What's the 16-digit reservation code for you?
2411 4201 0030 9374.
Okay, let's take a look.
Hold on one moment. I apologize.
Sure, no problem.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
No worries. Okay, so I pulled it up. It looks like, is it for That's Italian?
Yeah, that was one of our subsidiary companies. We have a company called Filippazzo Inc., which is our parent company.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay, and then are you the owner for both businesses?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And who am I speaking to?
Stefano, S-T-E-F-A-N-O.
Stefano, perfect. And just in case we get disconnected, is this phone number ending in 1439 the best number to get back to you at?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect.
What was your name?
It's Jia, J-I-A. Okay, perfect. So I have your file pulled up here. I'm just going to confirm a couple of pieces of info I have on your business, and then I can answer any questions you might have. What's the classification of your business? Are you a corporation, LLC?
Inc.
Okay. And how long have you been in business for?
Going on 15 years.
15 years? Okay. Okay, and I have a billing address here at 2418 Gilmer Road in Longview.
That is one of our locations. We have a corporate address, but that's safe at this time.
Okay, sure. So the what is the corporate address?
1809.
Okay.
WLOOP 281. Suite 100-138, Longview, Texas, 75604.
75604?
Yes.
75604, perfect. Okay, and this is the office that, how many subsidiaries do you guys have?
Three.
Okay. And Filippazzo is the main owner, basically.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. I'm just putting in the notes here. Okay. Perfect. Okay. So we have a lot of different programs here at the bank. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, and I can point you in the right direction.
Well, we have a location that was a wine shop,
mm-hmm.
and we're trying to convert it into a pizza counter wine store to go.
Okay.
And we're also looking to, we have two bricks and mortar stores.
Okay.
And we're trying to renovate one of them as an expansion. So I think we're just, you know, trying to improve our operations and need some working capital.
Okay, sure. So one of them you're converting into a wine store to go, and then two bigger mortar stores.
Well, it was a wine store. We're adding the pizza element.
Okay.
And we own all the equipment. We just need some money for some
renovation.
Renovation.
Okay,
and,
nice.
We're expanding another store. We have all the equipment. We just need some money for some renovations as well.
Oh, okay. So basically every one of your stores is looking to just get some working capital to renovate, improve the operations. Like that.
Operations. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, nice. And how much are you looking for?
It depends on what we qualify. I mean.
Okay. To give you an idea, we can give you about 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales per location as the capital. So let's just start with the wine store that you're adding the pizza element to it. What was the gross annual sales for that?
I wouldn't even count that because it didn't do what we wanted it to.
Okay.
So let's go to the other space that we're expanding. The gross annual, they've been in business a year. They did about $600,000.
Okay.
So that would be about what, $60,000?
Yeah, 60 to, let's see, what's 15% of 60? Give me 1 second. About 90, 60 to 90.
Wow. That, I mean, 50 would be great.
Okay. Nice. And what's the name of, just so I can, you know, not get confused with all the locations, what's the name of this location?
Of that location?
Mm-hmm.
Like the name, the corporate entity, the LLC that's partnership with my main company, or just the name of the business?
Just the name of the DBA name, just so I can keep my files organized since we're looking at different locations.
Pazzeria, P-A-Z-Z-E-R-I-A.
Can you repeat that? Sorry.
P as in Peter, A-Z-Z-E-R-I-A.
I-A. Oh, okay. Easy enough. So this one you want about 50K.
Well, I mean, yeah, or whatever we can do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so just minimum about 50, and it either depends on what you qualify for in the higher range, and you can make your decision at the end. But 50, the minimum you would like for this location.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then how about the second location?
They did about 600 also last year.
Okay.
So, and that's called Pietros, P-I-E-T-R-O apostrophe S.
Okay. Okay, and then this location, minimum 50 as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Sounds good. And the renovation, is it all cosmetics, or are you also adding more, let's say, like tables or computers or anything like that?
No, it's cosmetic.
Cosmetic, okay. Okay. And then how soon are you looking to do, you know, start the project of renovating both these locations?
I started them.
Oh, you started? Okay. So you already have, like, a construction company working on it?
No. It's not really. It's just local contractors.
Oh, okay. That's true. You know, 50K is not too big of a project for a business.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Local contractor. And are they going to, this local contractor, are they going to be working on both of these locations, or you have, like, separate contractors you're using?
No, they're going to be working on both.
Okay. When did you start doing the renovation?
About a week ago.
Okay. And how long do you estimate it's going to take them to finish the project?
We could have it ready probably within 2 weeks. We already have event being booked. So.
Oh, nice. Okay. So finish in about 2 weeks. Okay. Okay. And then the first location, what kind of company is it? What do you guys specialize there?
We're specialized in we're restaurants. We're Italian pizza operator.
Oh, okay, so all three of your subsidiaries are all pizzerias or Italian restaurants, things like that?
Correct.
Oh, okay. But they're just named different, and do they have, like, different, what kind of separates them apart from each other?
One's full serve, one's quick serve.
Oh, I see, okay. Is the full serve the first one we talked about? Pazzeria?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Full service. Okay, and this is quick service. Okay. Okay. So, basically, for both location, you're looking at about 100. How about the third location that you're adding the pizza element to it? How much does that location need?
That's kind of padded in with all of that. But we're just trying to get one loan.
Okay.
You see what I mean?
And then
we
would disperse
the funds. I'm not trying to make it complicated. I apologize.
Oh, no worries. I just want to make sure I, put in the request for the amount that you need. So the 100K is already accounting for what you would need for that third location, too.
Correct.
Okay, cool. Okay. And then how long have Pizzeria have been in business for?
Pizzeria has been a year.
1 year? Okay.
Yep.
And then, I can't pronounce the second one, but how long has that one been in business for?
Pietro's has been 15.
15. Oh, okay. So Pietro's is the first location for you then, huh?
Correct.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And where are you located?
I'm in San Diego currently, in San Diego, California.
Okay.
Yeah, so not too far from you.
How long would it take to know, and what else would you need?
Sure. So our process is actually really simple. All I would need is the application, which is one page, just basic, personal information, business info, things like that. I need 6 most recent months of business bank statements, just to show cash flow. And then also 4 most recent months of merchant statement, so credit card processing, and the most recent tax return.
Okay. Well, my thing is this. Mm-hmm. I don't want to mispronounce your name. Excuse me. Ja.
No worries.
I had another location that I had to shut down, and I was putting good money after bad money.
Mm-hmm.
So all my bank statements show, where I was, trying to do the good thing, and we were paying, all my checks cleared, but for about 6 months I had, a lot of bank charges, a lot of bank fees, a lot of $32
overcharge.
Fees.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, and that's where I want to put some of this money also in some of my accounts to make them stronger. So I feel that might be an indication that you guys wouldn't do it, because I've gone down this road before and I don't want to waste time. Now my credit card funding is, my credit cards are very strong. We do 40,000 each account, but the bank statement is what is ugly. So at this point, if you tell me, Joseph, that's going to be a pure indication of what we decide, then I don't want to waste your time or my time.
Right. Okay. So the last 6 months hasn't been good?
Because I closed down another location.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I was trying to pay off some other things. So I could tell you that all day long, but you're not a local person that can understand a little bit of the intricacies of what happened. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean it
okay.
like that. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. So
right. Well, I don't specialize in it, so obviously you would know more than
me. If the underwriters see a bunch of fees, is that an indication that they won't do it?
How's the ending balances look like?
Let me look.
We look at that, but that's not the only thing we look at. We look at ending balances, and especially if you have good, strong merchant statements, that helps your file. Because we do have programs that base off of the merchant statements, too.
Like this statement, we ended up in the positive for the month, 400, just to give you an example. This other statement, 900. We end up. This other statement, 1600.
Okay.
But I mean, we get killed with fees,
Right.
Actually, hold on. That was 1100. That's a positive 9.
Do you have separate bank statements per location, or do you aggregate everything?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah, everything is separate.
Okay.
So what do you think? I mean,
And then your merchant statement, you do about 40K total or per location?
No, over 40K per location.
Okay, so that's strong. How about this? Obviously, I don't want to waste your time or waste my time either. How about if you could just send over your merchant statement and your bank statements only? I'll take a look at that and see, you know, I'll show it to the underwriters and see what they say. If they feel like there's something that we can do for you and get you, you know, the amount that, close to the amount that you need, then I will, we can proceed with the next step, which is, you know, looking at your credit and then going with the whole process.
Okay. All right. Where, if I wanted to send it to you, let's say via fax, what would be the best way?
My fax number is, let me see here, 1-888-234-7777. Yep. And then if you could just put attention to me, JIA, that way they know it's you forwarded over to me.
Okay. I'm going to probably fax you these.
Okay.
In the morning.
Okay.
And you want all 6 months of everything?
Just 6 months of banks and 4 months of merchant.
Actually, hold on a second, Jeff.
Okay.
Let me look at something. I might have a lot of stuff. On.
And then what's your email, just in case?
Well, I have a default email. It's info at pietros.net, and that's pietros.net.
Okay.
Okay, so this is what I got. Give me just a minute. Let me see. I have Longview right now, ending, banking ending 429-331. I already have this on my phone.
Okay.
229-129-1229.
Okay.
And then I have merchant processing for 430-331-229-131. And then I have the other one the same. Banking 430-331. And then I have merchant processing.
Okay.
So I have those. I have four. I don't have May, June, July, now August. Do you want that? Or would that you probably need the most recent, huh?
Yeah, the most recent would be the best.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me see what I have here.
Okay. If you have online banking...
That was just on my phone.
Oh, okay. Because if you have online banking, all you have to do is download the statement and then just attach it to email. That's, like, the easiest way for most of my customers.
Yeah, I have it. You know what? But my online banking, and I'm looking at it right now, like, if I go to this account, let me go to documents... They're not, their stuff is not, let me see if I can do this, hold on.
Okay.
All right, so I have, do you have a direct line, Jeff?
Yeah, I do.
Go ahead, give me that number.
Sure, it's 858-779.
Hold on, 858.
Mm-hmm. 779.
Okay.
0423.
Okay, let me do my homework, what you need.
Okay.
And in the next, and if I call that number, am I able to get you? Or
Yeah, that's my direct line that I just gave you.
858-779-0423.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, okay, I don't think I'm going to try to, let's see,
And I'll also send you an email, too, the one that you gave me. So that has my direct line and my, you know, email and also my fax number, just in case, too.
Okay. I'm looking at, hold on, 8/1/2016. Let me see. That's that. Let me see if I can get this. Okay, there's that. I see the statement. I'm able to pull it up.
Mm-hmm.
This one was a lot cleaner. You had a good month last month.
That's good.
But let me see if I how I can download this. Oh, crap. I got out of it. Okay, let me play around with it and see what I can get you.
Okay,
and,
sure.
I'll go from there.
Okay, sounds good. If you have any questions on anything, just give me a call. And I'm going to send the email right now, which has my direct phone number, fax number, and my email. And so you can reach out to me in different ways.
Perfect. Thank you. Look forward to you helping me.
Yeah, no problem. Talk to you later.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.